Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I heard a presentation on that this morning. And there are parts of it that make sense, parts of it that don't. But with taxes, you have to make sure that it makes sense. What people don't understand is that Mr. Kane has not only the 999, but he also has a follow-up, some kind of a flat tax. And when you get to that, it creates a number of problems when you complicate it with what he's already done. So, in short, I think it's something we've just started learning about, and it would be very difficult to put your arms around what he suggested in a few little sound bites and debates.
This is Harry Reid, the Democrat who runs the Senate, weighing in on the Herman Cain 999 tax plan. You know there are people paying attention when the other side, the leaders of the opposition, are digging around in it. But if he's going to be a factor, and it appears that he's going to be in the Republican race, the contender will be challenged with all kinds of barbs and suggestions. Never mind that the Democrats don't like it. The people in power don't want to have anything really to do with a change in the tax structure. That's why Ron Paul has always been sidelined by other mainline politicians, because of his ideas on taxation, and others who have, from the libertarian streak, they've expressed things that most of you are saying and thinking about the tax situation. The tax system is terrible. Sucko. And so here's a way to at least discuss it, getting it on the front page. Good idea. Yes or no? That's how we get started with this hour. The GOP debate still being discussed, even though we've had a few days to get it under our, if you will, belts. Talk Radio Countdown, your review of the hot hits. And Talk Radio, I'm Doug Steffen with talk host Mike McConnell now, focusing on why he thinks Mr. Cain is so popular, even though he doesn't think Cain has much of a chance.
The Herman Cain thing really is a phenomenon. His rise to, you know, the top of the Republican field really just tells me that people are in the mood for something radical. You know, they might not like this 999 plan, but they really like the idea, a lot of people do, of someone doing something to really shake things up. That's what I read into this. He might not get elected. He might not be the guy. Well, he's not going to get elected. This is one of the big, well, dirty little secrets of this campaign season. Barack Obama is sitting pretty come re-election time. People keep saying, well, he's weak here, he's not doing this. Because remember, it's not a popularity contest. You win states. And he still is quite strong in the blue states that he won the last time. I mean, even if he erodes a little bit, his margins of victory were such that it's never going to erode all the way. So whoever the Republicans put up there, I mean, something even more dramatic than what's going on now would have to happen to unseat Barack Obama. It's not really being touted because they'd like to think that there's really a race here, so we'll all pay closer attention to it. But as things stand right now, no one really stands a snowball's chance in hell of beating Barack Obama. He is sitting rather pretty as far as his electoral college votes are concerned. But Herman Cain is kind of interesting. He might be a right message, wrong messenger, right messenger with a wrong message, one or the other. But you know, reading into this, and you kind of play the armchair psychologist, it seems like people are ready for some tough talk. And Herman Cain, he's got sort of a drill sergeant attitude about him that I like. Doesn't seem like he's going to take a lot of guff from people. Now, maybe he's not the guy to get the job done, but I think America's ready for tougher talk than we usually get. The people who we have elected don't really have the spine to step in and say, here's what you're going to have to give up. Even though I think we probably applaud someone who did. And I think in a roundabout way, that's where some of the positive vibe on Herman Cain is coming from, that he's not just another cut from the same cloth. I mean, people say Mitt Romney's going to end up winning this thing. Mitt Romney, he might make a good president, but he does nothing to light a fire under me. I don't think he does anything. I think he kind of wins by default. Michelle Bachmann, I think, is crazy, but at least she's entertaining. Mitt Romney, not so much. John Huntsman, he's kind of like a mellow Mitt Romney. They probably both make decent presidents of the United States, but they're not getting any attention right now.
host Mike McConnell that nobody has a chance against Barack Obama. If you play the numbers the way he suggested, will he be right in the end? I think there are other considerations, and the Occupy Wall Street people and the Tea Party and all the other folks that are getting attention now. I think when you talk about things that aren't expected, if things are as they are now, well, things won't be as they are now. You know that things change, and I know that things change. So I think that the Latino explosion, as it's been put by some writers, the fact that the Republicans are influencing many Hispanics, that's a potential, in fact, Cain has something to do with the election. I think it'll bring some black voters over. So I'm not sure that I think that McConnell is right. At any rate, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here are our radio hosts, Craig Silverman and Dan Kaplis, from whom we hear once in a while on this program. They're talking here to former Congressman Tom Concredo, who was a one-time presidential, contender. Not much, but anyway, he is pretty visible when it comes to the immigration story. And he talks here about Rick Perry and Mitt Romney during the debate.
Romney said he had a lawn mowing service and that they hired him illegally, told them to stop, and then a year later, apparently the Boston Globe found that they had another one. It's similar to what happened to you, and the Denver Post attacked you. Romney explained it on the air and said this can happen to any homeowner, and he said, I support E-Verify. Perry does not. The other reason we wanted to have you on is because I think Rick Perry is a despicable, phony person who's damaging to the GOP. And as I recall, Tom Concredo agrees.
Oh, that is true. I believe that he is the ultimate in what I call a composite candidate. You put them together for the particular event that they're going to deal with, in this case, the Republican primary. And you take parts of personalities and you slap them together and present them to the general public. Then when the primary is over, you take disassemble and put together something else. He is a fraud, I think, and I said this on your program, so I certainly don't support him. And in terms of what happened, you're absolutely right. I guarantee you Rick Perry is as guilty of hiring illegal aliens as Romney, because I am positive that he has been served or has had his food prepared or has taken a cab ride by somebody who is here illegally. I guarantee you that's happened. And so he is just as guilty under the way he has put it, because you cannot check those things.
Can Perry win the nomination?
No. I think he is imploded. I think he's finished. And I hope I helped kick some holes in his boat.
And I think I'm with you, Mr. Concredo. 800-510-8255. I don't know about despicable, but not likable. And not honest and not true. That's how I'd describe Rick Perry. How would you describe him? And Mitt Romney, nice fellow, presidential looking, plays the part. Has he got the fight? We'll find out, right? 15 after on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD. containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big Bang.
TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
Talk Radio Countdown hosts Michael Medved and Dave Bowes talk about the ridiculous bickering that went on between several of the debaters on Tuesday.
When did it become a clever debate strategy to be rude? And a lot of this was childish. It was rude. It was pathetic, frankly. And I want one of these people to become the next president of the United States, and frankly, any of them. But they all had diminished chances because. Listen, if you're arguing over who has the floor, there is nothing less presidential. You remember what Ronald Reagan did when he had a moment like that?
I paid for this microphone, right.
Right. He just took command. Now, if you can do that, you do that. But if you can't, if you're going to be arguing, wait a minute, my time is not up. I still have time. No, your time's up. No, I still have time. Don't interrupt. No, you're not. Ah!
But what do you do if, like with Rick Perry, he really wouldn't shut up? And so at what point do you relinquish your time because you're stuck in this ridiculous game with people who can't follow the rules to save their life?
I would let him rant, let him interrupt, don't talk over him, and at one point say, Rick, I really thought your mama taught you better manners than that.
I don't know. It was painful, those portions particularly. And I was also surprised.
And the attack on Mitt Romney because of the lawn service?
Yeah, that was
10 years ago.
That was old, plus it wasn't relevant. I mean, Romney's answer was pretty clear. And then when you take that, the guy hires a lawn service. They had a couple of people working for them who were illegal. So Romney lets them go. He hires them back. It turns out they did it again, which I heard you on your show saying that's not exactly the most uncommon of occurrences in landscaping companies. And so Romney lets them go again. And then Perry defines Romney as the number one problem in the United States.
The number one employer of illegals in the U.S. I mean, there's a guy named Rabashkin who's in jail in Iowa because he employed 1,200 illegals. I think he's more of an offender than Mitt Romney.
No, he's nothing compared to Mitt Romney.
He hit the nail on the head a while ago. He said there was a magnet of people that will hire illegals, and you are number one on that list, sir. And people need to understand that. You're one of the problems, Mitt.
An enthusiastic response from the audience. And the audience is right, by the way. Because, look, somebody ought to tell Rick Perry, you know what? This guy, Mitt Romney, he could be the nominee. He could be. Won't necessarily be. Herman Cain could be the nominee. But given the fact that Mitt Romney could be the nominee, don't address him like you're the number one problem.
Well, it was absurd. I thought, is the Alamo a winning strategy for a political campaign? I mean, this is just... It was stunning. I thought Perry ended all chances of a comeback.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're into the season of what some people think is silly politics. Maybe that's what it is, the silly politics. Talking about the debate this past weekend, the presidential race, the things that those who are contenders, pretenders, or intenders. And as many of you know, a lot of the opinions I hear expressed on The View, the television program which features these five ladies that's on every weekday morning, pretty stimulating. And on the program, they've talked this week about the contentiousness of the debate.
Things got a little bit wild in Vegas last night at the most contentious Republican debate so far. Rick Perry and Mitt Romney had one of the evening's most explosive changes. Take a look.
You lose all of your standing, from my perspective, because you hired illegals in your home, and you knew about it for a year.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again.
You had them.
Rick,
were you,
I'm speaking.
The newspaper.
Time for you to tell the truth.
Would you please wait? Working.
Are you just going to keep talking?
Yes,
sir. Let me finish with what I have to say. Look, Rick, this is a tough couple of debates for Rick, and I understand that, and so you're going to get testy. You have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking, and I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak. So first, let me speak.
I tell you, it's like The View.
That's why I sent you upstairs. I said, I watched this last night, and while I was watching it, I said, I know exactly how he feels. But, you know, it's interesting. Any of you said you all saw it? No?
Yes.
Of course. It was much more personality-driven than issue. The one, truthfully, who came out the best, who was almost the most presidential, was Newt Gingrich. Because what he said was, all this bickering is not going to help Republicans. There is going to come the day when we're going to have a candidate. Well, now, whether he has a chance or not, he did come out the best. And what Romney said was he had hired a contract or whatever to clean his lawn, and they had illegals, and as soon as he knew about it, he got rid of them. And then everybody pounced on Kane on the 999, saying how wrong it was.
Did you hear Romney?
I rest my case.
Well, I'll speak then. One thing that I do, the only thing that I think is helping any of these gentlemen right now, I'm not sure she looks presidential. What I'm going to say is
she was good.
Not to me, she didn't. But What I think is making these gentlemen look more presidential, particularly Mitt Romney, is the fact that our own president is looking, I'm not going to make friends here, less presidential. Because he's moving from, and he's making the shift right now, from commander-in-chief to campaigner-in-chief. And it makes you wonder, what does a man who is so secure in his job have to do, so why does he have to do so much more campaigning for something?
I thought that happened with every president.
No, he is campaigning. 54% of Americans are disapproving of the job he's doing. He is campaigner-in-chief right now.
What he's trying to do is to spread, is to have people understand his job program.
There are no jobs. That's his program. No jobs.
All right, there you go. Elizabeth's getting it from all sides. I think she may be the only one there who is politically where she is. Jim calls from Nashua, listening up there. Jim, your thoughts on who to vote for and who's out front?
Yeah, she's got it tough there. But, when you talk about illegals, the magnet, that's the buzzword I got from. I was thinking of voting for Herman Cain right now because Romney, living in New Hampshire, I've seen what he's done. I mean, if he would step up, he just... Can I say gravitas is so lame, but I mean, the guy just, you know, I don't see him stepping up, you know, I don't know.
So what does it mean, like, stepping up? What does that mean?
Like, I mean, like forceful and like, you know.
You want him to do punch? You want him to punch for him?
He tried to show it at one point. He said, look, you know, can I please, you know, like. He
made his
really
point, and you heard the crowd reaction. The crowd appreciates someone, as some people think you got to wrestle all the time. We've had too much of that, and that's why there are so many problems. People are seemingly appreciating someone who's mild-mannered. Thanks for your thought, though, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Get 40 5.5-ounce cans of Friskies for only $16. Plus, save $2 on cat chow and new 30-pound bags and get one can of Purina One cat food free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October 23rd with your Pet Perks card. Excludes Frisky Selects indoor.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, examining the hot hits. The daily program lasts a couple of hours as a weekend review of the top 10 all in order. Last 3 hours on many of these great radio stations to carry the countdown and overview. We've summarized what we've heard by listening to literally dozens of talk radio stations, hosts, programs, to get a synthesis of what Americans are talking about on issue-oriented political talk radio. And Americans who are of a mind seem to have yet to find a Republican that they would clearly, dearly prefer over President Obama. You may have heard the caller a few minutes ago who said, yeah, I'd rather vote for Herman Cain because he has the stuff to get into a fight. And Herman Cain has delivered a lot of important food for thought. And if you compare Romney and Cain to Obama, you get, interestingly enough, both of them beating Obama depending on the poll. And Romney is reasonably popular. He has not pulled away from the rest of the field. He and Cain pretty much second. So would that make the right ticket? How's a Romney-Cain ticket? A lot of people are becoming very interested again in Newt Gingrich. He seems to sound the most, or certainly as presidential, when it comes to intelligence and ideas, as Romney. And he's waiting it out. Maybe he's smarter than the rest of them. 800-510-8255. Here's a radio host, Scott Pisant, talking to political analyst Ron Fischow about how heated the debate was and whether or not President Obama is the one who won.
The debate was fiery. It was exciting. From the standpoint of the Republican Party, was it good for it to be so heated at times?
It probably wasn't good because the candidates got pretty personal and on occasion pretty bitter. Some of the exchanges between Romney and Perry were more than you would normally see in a debate like this. So what the risk is that if they keep attacking themselves like one another like this, whether they just diminish the whole field, and that always is a risk in a general election.
Now, there have been heated debates in the past. I mean, Ronald Reagan was in heated debates with George Bush Sr., and George Bush Sr. ended up being his running mate. It would be kind of hard to believe at this point that Romney would select Perry to be his running mate, but there's a parallel.
I think it would be very unlikely for either one of those two to pick the other one as a running mate. I think there's some real personal dislike there, and I would tend to doubt whether you'd see them running together. I'm sure they'd support one another for the for the general election after one of them was nominated, but I don't think you'll see them teaming up.
You know, I've read a few things that say that President Obama really won the debate because it did get so heated.
Well, I think to some extent that may be true, but, you know, there's a lot of debates, and there's going to be more debates, and a lot more has to happen. So one debate does not make a nominee, and one debate doesn't end this race. You know, one of the things that we've seen in this election and we've seen in prior elections is that you've got a lot of front runners in the polls. You know, we've seen Herman Cain now, and Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann, and Donald Trump, and all of these candidates surging in the polls. 4 years ago, we saw the same thing with multiple candidates. In 2004, on the Democratic field, we had multiple candidates like John Kerry and Dick Gephardt and Joe Lieberman and Howard Dean jumping up in the polls. So this race really hasn't gelled yet, and it hasn't settled.
All right, 800-510-8255. Looking over the landscape, who do you like at the moment? Here's Jeremy. Who are you rooting for at the moment, sir?
Good morning, Doug. Marco Rubio. Oh, wait, he's not running.
Let me just, if I may, for a second. I was just reading an article about Rubio and some of the other. I mentioned about a half hour ago how the Latino investment, if you will, in people is necessary for the Republicans to win. And Marco Rubio, many think, is a contender. He's not a pretender because the Republicans, if they have his Hispanic support, more or less ensure that they're going to win. And Rubio's an attractive, intelligent guy, very popular in Florida. So I think if you're just looking at the people who are on the stage, yeah, Cain is attractive. He'll grab some of the black vote. But his approach to some of the social issues will be a drag on right. Romney. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, well, you know, exactly. And I think Marco Rubio was speaking, I think, at the Reagan Library several weeks ago, and he made a point that, to me, really defined the political landscape and pretty much our country. He said Obama has not single-handedly put this put this country on the wrong track, you know, heading towards a socialist or, you know, progressive nation, whatever you want to label it as. He said it's been happening for decades, and it has, but he made a good point. He said Obama is speeding it up exponentially, and we're going to get there really quickly unless we, you know, do something about it. So I don't want a candidate. You know, I like Romney, but I don't want someone who's going to be another Bush and seem conservative but still push us down that train, you know.
Yeah, but don't you want someone who can appeal enough to the middle to beat Obama?
Well, I don't know. The middle has always kind of been overrated to me because, you know, I mean,
are you willing to have another 4 years of the disaster that we've had in the last 3 years just because you don't want to vote for Romney?
Well, I'll move to Costa Rica if Obama gets elected.
But you see, that's the problem. When people don't, hopefully you're going to express yourself at the primary and more people from the middle, the mainstream, are going to get involved in the primary.
We had a McCain who we thought was kind of in the middle. We could get that middle vote, and it just simply did not work. I think we need someone to not be the polar opposite of Obama, but someone who seems like they can right the ship a little bit.
A lot more than a little bit. All right, Jeremy, thank you for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to talk host John McGinnis on his program talking about Rick Perry, and this seems to be the consensus among most of the hosts, no matter what their strain.
Rick Perry. Now, full disclosure here, this is a guy that I thought was going to be somebody in this whole process. I was looking forward to him. He seems like a good, rugged, tough guy that's ready to fight the fight, and he's going to lay out a case. Things he'd look to have done quite well in Texas. He pats himself on the back with fervor for that. I think he's got enough presence in terms of his normal interaction with people, certainly not in a debate setting, that he can even overcome things that people find problematic. such as the mandatory vaccination of young women in the state of Texas, young girls in the state of Texas. That's something a lot of people just really bristled at, didn't like the idea of it because of his presence, his personality, his kind of likability that I had seen prior to this time. I thought that would probably help him, and maybe it has helped him in his political career in Texas. I see that as drying up rapidly. He seemed to me to be the guy that had to overcome some real flaws in terms of his debate skills. And you could argue that you can be a good debater and not be a good leader, and I think that's absolutely true. But I think the ability to express yourself in a cogent fashion, sometimes in the face of some adversity, is a critical ingredient, critical element to be an effective leader. So if you can't sell your message there, I think you're going to have you're going to be very hard pressed to sell your message elsewhere. When you're dealing with other elected leaders, with international leadership, oftentimes confronting very challenging issues, if you cannot express yourself in that setting, I think you have a marked disadvantage. I think he needed to make it up. And frankly, I saw not only did he not make it up effectively, he also kind of compromised his likability. I don't like what I saw. I thought he was not impressed. And I was frankly very happy to see him get in. And my sense is, you know, I think only a fool writes anybody off at this point. But I'd be very, very surprised to see him thrive in this campaign. I think his best days are behind him. Because the more people see, when he gets backed into a corner, he doesn't shine. He doesn't have the not only the skill set to articulate his position and the facts effectively in that setting, but the ability to maintain his composure, his personality, his likability, if you will. I'm sorry, that may sound like something less than bare knuckles politics, but it is an absolute critical ingredient to success in the political world. So I think he's in trouble.
He's a jackass, actually. I think that's the way but I said that about him at the beginning, and I'm not saying, oh, wow, Doug is so smart. He told you the guy was a jerkleburger. He just is showing, he's proving. I'm pretty good at reading people vibes, if you will. One of the things that really turned me off, Rick Perry's fidelity to Christianity in a nation that has a lot of other people in it beside Christians. You can say what you want. Pat Buchanan has a new book out now, and in the book he suggests that one of the big problems America has is that we're waning away from our Christian roots. Whether that's true or it isn't true, the reality is that there are a lot of people in this country who don't believe in Christianity. So for a guy like Perry to go to a 30,000 people rally at the stadium in Houston and say we must come together and call on Jesus to guide us through the struggles and thank him for his blessings, that turns off more people. The folks who are just finished celebrating Yom Kippur, for example, they don't have much interest in that sort of thing. And more Jewish folks are interested in whoever's running against Obama. There are a lot of Jews who don't like Obama at all. So you're going to try to feed him Rick Perry? That ain't going to work. 800-510-8255. More on the overview as we try to understand more about who some of these candidates are and what folks in the media, news media, talk radio media, are saying about them at 16 before the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Welcome, my friends, to my chocolate factory.
That's Gene Wilder in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, now in a Blu-ray DVD box set. Wilder himself wrote the scene where Wonka first appears, first limping on a cane, then doing a somersault, and he told me why.
Because from that time on, no one, including the audience, will know whether I'm lying or telling the truth.
Johnny Depp was good, but for me, Gene Wilder will always be the real Willy Wonka. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Kevin Bacon and January Jones are super in X-Men First Class. Kevin Spacey drives Jason Bateman nuts in Horrible Bosses. Brad Pitt branches out in The Tree of Life. And Frances McDormand gets into gear in Transformers The Dark of the Moon. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review from Chuck Todd on television. We bring this excerpt as he has a conversation with Ted Johnson from Variety about the growing number of Hollywood folks who are supporting Republican candidates.
Hollywood has a long history of liberal politics and supporting Democrats, but after years of relative silence, there is a growing group of conservative actors, directors, and producers who've been speaking up and now like to get involved in presidential politics. This year, Ron Paul is being boosted by Vince Vaughn and Barry Manilow. Comedian Dennis Miller is supporting Herman Cain. Mitt Romney has Cindy Crawford in his corner. That leaves some big names actually still on the sidelines. John Voight, Kelsey Grammer, Gary Sinise, and Jerry Bruckheimer aren't yet siding with any specific contender. See, there really is a Hollywood conservative elite. So, Ted, I did this little teaser on Twitter and on email. I've got all these... Okay, what do you have, a 15-second block to fill, as one House Republican said to me a few minutes ago. But in all seriousness, this is a growing block of folks. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, and you mentioned Gary Sinise. He was one of the organizers of a group of Republicans. They call themselves Friends of Abe. It's kind of semi-secret. And it really is a lot of the conservative rank and file from the entertainment industry. There are a lot of actors in that group, but they meet once a month, and they actually get prominent Republicans coming and visiting. John Boehner has been there. Michelle Bachmann was there earlier this year. Herman Cain is going to be there next month. So what I see is actually a group that's much more organized and even more energized than they were back in 2008.
And what is it that they're looking for in a candidate? You said a lot of these folks haven't sided with anybody. Are they looking for, is this a stereotype of they're wanting the socially moderate, fiscally conservative, or is there a culture hook? What is it exactly they're looking for?
Well, certainly socially moderate and fiscally conservative and also strong on defense. They're definitely looking for that. Hollywood tends to have the more libertarian types of conservatives and Republicans. But also there's a sense of, are we really ready to commit to Mitt Romney? And now Romney has gotten some of what I would call the corporate support, but there is this sense of, is he going to shake up the system enough? I hear people over and over again say, we want someone who's going to shake up the system and really get in there and create a new kind of politics. I talked to a prominent writer-producer who said to me, you know, I'm really looking for someone. I'm looking at Herman Cain right now. And I asked him, you know, what about Mitt? Will you support him? And he said, I guess. So there is this sense, and to an extent, it reflects a lot of the rest of the Republican electorate.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I watched the entire debate, and I don't have to tell you how proud I was of this lady, because not only did she hold her own, but she kind of stood alone, and I'm not talking about being female. I'm talking about the wonderful things and view that she has for America. I will support this beautiful lady as long as she wants to go.
All right, that's Wayne Newton, who get two things out of that. He's supporting Michelle Bachmann. That was an endorsement. And how old he sounds. Wow. Oof. We've been talking about the Hollywood's. I don't like that term elite, because I'm in Hollywood, and I'm not an elitist, and I'm not elite. But I'm interested in some of these people, you know, who they're talking about, the big names, et cetera, et cetera. But there are a lot of people who are in La La Land, who like some of the Republican candidates. Let's wrap up this discussion before we spend some time on the Occupy Wall Street bunch, talking to Bill, who's in Carolina Beach, about who he supports. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the countdown.
Mr. Stephan, good morning. Hello?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Okay.
Yes.
I take issue with what you said about Christianity earlier. I think everyone needs to read the Mayflower Compact, that being a document signed by the people who founded this country.
What did it say?
It says this country was founded based on Christianity.
No, it doesn't. It says that we were founded on the principle of freedom from a religion, a religious tyranny. But you know what? Even if you're right and I'm wrong, we can debate this from now until when the cows come home. That isn't what America is like today. There is not just a Christian group here. And the more you take that point of view, hold on a second, sir. You asked a question. I don't want to do like Mitt Romney and Perry. But the essence of it is we are not the same country as we were. And if you want to win, what's your objective? To put Christianity first or to get Obama the hell out of there? What do you prefer? Because it's one or the other. It's not both. Right?
One's just as important as the other.
going to get. That's not the electorate isn't going to elect Rick Perry. He's not going to win. So you put him in.
Rick Perry.
So then you, who are you going to vote for?
Gingrich or Kane. I'd rather see Gingrich because I think he's the smartest, but I don't think he's electable because a lot of people don't like him.
I'll tell you something. He's come along, sounded pretty smart. He's been very, very steadfast, so maybe not counting him out is a good thing to do at this point. Thanks for the call, sir. Let's get to the Occupy Wall Street group and what's going on with them in the time that we have. The update from talk host Bill McEwen, who here talks to political analyst Mark Kepler about the protesters' message, which needs to be made more clear if they expect to achieve anything, so they say.
What do you make of the Occupy Wall Street movement?
What's happening there has to translate into some specific actions. And some folks are thinking that maybe that video that Elizabeth Warren that's gone viral on YouTube, maybe that's a hint of the direction or the evolution of that movement. And in that video, she basically talks about the fact that anyone who's made money didn't make it on their own. They made it because of a government program, whether because the government educated, you know, their workers or provided the roads to allow their services, goods and services to be transported or provides police and fire protection. And so kind of translating that, you know, government is not evil. Government is a partner in the process. And so that may be the translation from Occupy Wall Street to something more tangible. And I think what you might see happen, what you already are seeing happen, actually, is the unions getting involved in this. Because there is kind of a symmetry there between, you know, the attack, frankly, on public sector unions in Wisconsin and Ohio and elsewhere, and that whole concept that Elizabeth Warren is talking about.
It's interesting to me because the message of the 2010 elections in which the Republicans took back the House and took it back by a goodly margin was that government is bad. And so, Mark, do you think that people are waking up to do you think they've kind of tired of that message from the standpoint that being mad at government has not really improved their lives any? And also that clearly, you know, this is a volunteer association. We formed this government. And you know, I think you're right on the point about government does a lot of good.
Well, I think that's frankly, they're mad at the Tea Party movement until they fall in love with them again. The reality is politics is a pendulum. And so when one side swings too far, the pendulum swings back the other way in a type of correction. And that's probably what you're seeing now. People are reacting to some of this. You know, they look at some of these things. They look at the income disparity that's occurred over the last 20 years and saying, well, wait a second. Is this really where we want to go?
All right. There's the Talk Radio Countdown for this hour. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffens.